KANW New Mexico Close Up. I'm Tom Trowbridge. Last month, 15-year-old Santa Fe Public School student Ferris Wald won the coveted Samuel Lee Foundation Prize in the Broadcom Masters, the nation's premier science and engineering competition for middle school students. Wald explains.
It's just a prestigious award, and as a prize, you get $25,000. You can win it through participating in Broadcom and being an overall rounded individual, both in science as well as a leader.
Wald found out he was the winner at an event in Washington, D.C. I asked him how he felt to receive the top honors.
When I first got the honor, I wouldn't lie, I didn't expect I was going to get it. And when they called my name, I was just surprised at the fact that, man, out of all these fantastic 30 individuals that I had the privilege of meeting, I was the one that stood out of all of them, which was surprising because I didn't expect any. I didn't even expect to get an award, but here I am now.
And I asked Wald what the plans are for that $25,000 that comes along with the top prize.
I'm planning to use it for college, save it, because every penny counts if I want to go to college and get a career and a job and so on.
So what was Wald's science fair project all about?
I looked at whether or not there was a correlation between solar coronal holes and the formation of tropical and extratropical cyclones, such as hurricanes, etc.
Tomorrow, a translation, as young scientist Ferris Wald explains that the project explores the sun's power to influence weather, such as cyclones. Tom Trowbridge, KANW News.